Good Thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
Their widows were being discriminated against, Acts 6:1 tells us. The Bible says in Acts 6, as the believers rapidly multiplied, there were rumblings of discontent. The Greek-speaking believers complained about the Hebrew-speaking believers, saying that their widows were being discriminated against in the daily distribution of food. Why? Because they were outsiders. These women didn't grow up in Judea or Galilee. They hailed from the distant lands of Greece, Rome, and Syria. If they spoke Aramaic at all, they did so with an accent. Consequently, they were neglected. The manager of the food pantry gave Hebrew women the first pick. The food bank director separated requests into two stacks, locals and immigrants. How did the church respond? The 12 apostles called a meeting of all the believers. Have you ever been to a meeting of believers called to deal with those who are being discriminated against? Why did the apostles call such a meeting? Because of the example Jesus set from the very outset of his ministry. Luke 4:17 tells us, "And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. That day he announced the six things that God had sent him to do. Firstly, preach the gospel to the poor. Secondly, heal the brokenhearted. Thirdly, proclaim liberty to the captives. Fourthly, proclaim recovery of sight to the blind. Fifthly, set at liberty those who are oppressed. And sixth, proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." That was the year of Jubilee, when all prisoners were set free, all debts forgiven, and all that was taken from you was restored. Jesus meets every need, body, soul, and spirit. And that's the message you've been called to share with others. There's a message from Visions, The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.